Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. You can find this podcast on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing. And if you have not subscribed to our YouTube, Shan and Pods channel, please do. The link is in the show notes. What's also in the show notes is my merchandise shop that supports all of the podcasts that I do that can be found on shanbepodden.com. But I do appreciate you for listening to this one episode. And if you like this episode or you think this episode would help another, please pass it on by sharing it on Twitter, sharing it on your friends list in that thread, or sharing it on your social media. Cozy Womb Podcast. Got it? Get it? Good. All right, so let's talk about kids in school with adult responsibilities, because this is not new. I went to school with kids who were doing adult-like things in elementary school, middle school, high school. Kids who took on a parental role with their siblings. Kids who had jobs and put that priority over doing their homework, doing their school project. Kids who slept in class. Kids who came to school every day, put their head down on their desk and didn't care about doing their work, didn't care about passing their tests. And I watched teachers give up on these kids. I've watched kids behavior-wise act out because it was more embarrassing to not know how to read. It was more embarrassing for them to not know how to do the work. So they just became a class clown or a disruption in the classroom. It stems from this, okay? So I think we all know a kid or kids who live very adult lives with adult responsibilities. And they pick up siblings and they babysit other people's kids. And sometimes instead of homework, they actually have a job after school. They don't get to take a nap. They don't get to talk to friends on the phone. They don't get to watch cartoons. They don't get to play video games. You never see them at a playground. Kids only get 19 years to be kids. some of y'all 25, but we're not gonna talk about that. Let them have that time. Let them have that time to figure life out. Let them have that time to have a curiosity. Let them have that time to develop who they might want to be. The worst thing adults can do is make a child believe that they don't need school. Again, the worst thing adults can do is make a child believe that they do not need school. Adult obligations should not be on children. And that is the episode today, and that is what I'm talking about. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. When it comes to kids between 5 and 12 years of age, I believe those kids should be focused on learning, developing, having manners, how to play with other kids, exploring traveling with their parents, meeting family, learning about their family history, spending time with grandparents, learning who their parents were before they had kids, and discovering who their parents are. I do not think those kids should be watching their younger sibling while the other parent goes to work, or having keys to a house and cleaning and cooking stuff in the oven and doing laundry for the whole household and going to the corner store by themselves and doing the grocery shopping without another adult and walking home and being outside at 10 o'clock at night, because we all know the kids who were not in the house when the lights came on were outside playing in the street at 10:30 at night while you were looking from a window with your pajamas on, uniforms and clothes ironed and ready for the next day of school, homework done, house cleaned, and you were sent to your bed. Like, we all know those kids, right? I don't think it's right that those kids were outside at 11 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night, and their parents were elsewhere and nobody was concerned about why they're outside. Like, what future is a child going to have where nobody is worried about them. Nobody is concerned about them. Nobody is making sure that they ate tonight. Nobody is making sure that they're prepared for the next day. It always gave me like, dang, my mom really loves me. My mom really cares about me. My dad really makes sure that I have discipline and I have a routine and I know 9 o'clock is bedtime, you know? And that's love for someone to give you boundaries and make sure that you're safe at night. What's unloving is the not caring and the not being bothered with in the, you know, if they're home, they're home. If they're not, they're not. Whenever I get home, they better be in the house. Like, a lot of people put work and making money over parenting. And that has always been a problem when I was a kid. And I'm an adult and I'm seeing that still as a problem. Okay, so let's get to age 13 to 18. These are teens who are trying to figure out who they are and what they want to try and who they want to be. So many kids are heavily influenced at this age range, all right, 13 to 18. Their looks are changing, their moods are changing, their emotions are hit or miss. And to add adult pressures on top of a school telling them that their grades are going to matter, their grades are going to determine who they'll become, and asking them important questions as, do you want to go to college? Do you have enough money to go to college? Are there any awards or essays you need to do on top of them having a after-school job where they don't get off until 11 p.m. and doing school and a job the next day again? You are completely blocking out the life they're supposed to be having in this age range. The fact that they're supposed to be able to go to a friend's house and hang out and learn what they like about their friend and learn what they don't like about their friend. See how that family household dynamic is different from theirs. See what they like, see what they don't like. Do they see things that they appreciate about their household more now that they get to experience a friend's household? Like, there are so many life-changing moments that you are stealing from your children when you don't allow them to have these relationships with friends, when you don't allow them to experience what it's like to go to the movies without a parent, when you don't allow them to experience ordering for themselves and paying for themselves at a restaurant because you're always there or you're always paying for it, or you're door dashing food to the house because their other siblings are there and they're there and you don't want them cooking. Like, all of these things that they should be doing, you're taking the opportunity away because they have to, quote unquote, do adult things after school. Right? And it's unfair. As parents, we have to be aware of what their life is and what they need and what they deserve. You know, we have to make time to work, pay bills, do for our children the bare minimum, and go above and beyond and figure out what they like to do. Where would they like to go? What would they like to eat? They should not have to work and pay bills in the household like they chose that life. Okay? Reading, studying, doing math, learning about science, discovering art, homework, preparing for the SATs. That's where their mind should be. That's what they should be doing. Experiencing their first crush, experiencing their first heartbreak. Yeah, but not like stuck in the house with other kids that are not theirs. They should be able to have those conversations after school on the phone with somebody they think they like. They should be able to talk to friends on their social media and explore stuff and go to the mall together and play video games with friends their age. Our kids are not getting enough time to be kids. Like, we put $1,000 phones in their face when they're in elementary school. You know how many elementary school kids sit on the back of a bus with a iPhone 16, an iPhone 15, getting to roam the internet without adults around to create boundaries on what they should do, what they should say, what they shouldn't be sending as far as pictures. I bet you right now, if your child has a smartphone and you have had the conversation with your child about not saying inappropriate things or not going on inappropriate websites or not sending inappropriate pictures or not being inappropriate through text, if you randomly take their phones right now, you're going to find one of those things you told them not to do. Like, you cannot stop a child's curiosity. You are not going to win. So stop thinking that because you had a conversation with them, they're not going to do it. I have an 8-year-old. And I have old devices and I have new devices in my house. And she has an iPad. And I randomly take that iPad. And from time to time, I will find an inappropriate gesture that she's making with her finger in front of the camera. I will find a suggestive pose that she's making that I think is inappropriate, that her dad may think is inappropriate. And she does not have a phone. And could you imagine if she did have a phone? She's 8. And my iPod Touch, that old device, is a picture of her flicking up the middle finger. Okay? So imagine what your child is doing. Imagine what your child is saying, being thrown into this adult world where you don't see a lot of toy commercials anymore. You don't see a lot of shows with kids on it doing kid things and doing homework and going to their friend's house and playing video games and talking about kid-like situations. You don't see those shows anymore. Our kids are not coming home and looking for a TV show to watch. They're coming home and they're wanting to get on that internet. So allow your teenagers to teen. Allow them to be around friends, talk to friends, go to the skating rink and be with friends. And there's a lot of inappropriate things that happen at a skating rink. There's a lot of inappropriate things that happen at a party. I was never a kid that needed to go to a party. My brothers went to the skating rink, you know, mostly to talk to girls and just kiki with their friends. I was never the one that wanted to go to the skating rink. I hate skating. I can't skate. I'm just good at not falling, okay? My point is, a lot of kids are parenting while the real parents pick up more hours at work and don't parent. Okay? And it's too much room left for resentment from your children when you steal a part of their childhood from them because you took on a life that you couldn't handle as an adult. When you have so many kids that you cannot afford to give your time to or your finances to support, you've made decisions above your means. When you are telling your oldest child, make sure you pick your little brother or your little sister up from school. Make sure you change his diapers. Make sure you give him his medicine. Make sure they do their homework. Make sure you get them in the bath. You cook dinner and you get them in bed and you have their uniforms ready. I'll be home at 11:30 at the latest. And don't make me ask you twice. And when I call the phone, you better answer. Like, all of that responsibility is a lot of pressure when they didn't spend 8 hours at school being told what to do. Where in the day do they have time for themselves? Where in the day do they have time to digest the last 8 hours? And that's going to build up resentment towards you as a parent. Kids who get their childhood stolen from them have a harder life in their 20s. And sad times in their 30s. feeling like they ran out of time, or they've never been able to do something nice for themselves, or they don't even know what they like. They don't even know what type of friendships are healthy versus unhealthy. They just know they want a friendship with somebody. They never discovered the right way to get to know a person because they were hit with doing school and adult responsibilities. There's a life in between that time. Like, I always tell my nephews that your teen years are for you to make mistakes and figure things out, and not mistakes that will ruin your next 20 years, right? Your 20s are for you. Your 20s are not for you to get married. Your 20s are not for you to have a baby. Your 20s are not for you to be sitting in your room and playing video games and never traveling and never exploring. Your 20s are not for you to avoid dating and think once you turn 30, you're going to find the love of your life and you're going to have a great relationship. If you don't start practicing what dating is in your 20s, you're going to mess up the relationships you have in your 30s. And if you wait your 20s and your 30s before you start taking someone serious in a relationship, and your 40s is going to be hard for you to find someone who took their time like you in life. I'm not saying it's impossible, it's going to be hard. And the reality is, you are a child in the years that you are a child for a reason. You are a teenager in the years that you are a teenager for a reason. You are a young adult in the years that you are a young adult. You are a 25 plus year old in the years that you are supposed to be considered to have the mind of a 25 plus year old. It is not your 30s yet for a reason, because there are a whole other list of priorities and do's and don'ts that come with your 30s. There's a whole new list of do's and don'ts that come with your 40s. And you have to take care of yourself. And you have to have the time to figure out all stages of that. And no parent, no mother, and no father should be taking away what your life is as a kid with adult responsibilities. What your life is as a teenager with adult responsibilities. It's unfair. It's not right. And if you do not want your child to grow up and you be the reason why they have to be in therapy, talking to someone on their couch and paying them money to figure out why they can't get life right because they didn't really have a good childhood. They didn't really experience their teenage years how they were supposed to because of the burdens of their parents. If you don't want to be the reason for that, correct it. If you don't want to be the reason for that, figure out what you need to do financially to take that weight off of your teenager. Because it's not right. I saw it being friends with kids who I knew they shouldn't be doing all that they were doing. But because there was one parent in the household that needed a partner to help them, the partner became my friends sometimes. I've seen some of my cousins take on a role of adulting very early when they were a year older than me and have less experiences that they should have been able to have as teenagers. It's not fair. Don't do that to children. Let them have their childhood. Let them have those teen years. Let them discover things. Let them have friendships. Because the last thing you want is a child that is in their 20s still acting like they're 13. And most of the time, people in their 20s that are still acting like they're 13 is because they didn't get to fulfill the life that they were supposed to have when they were 13. Like when I think about Michael Jackson and how childlike he was and how he just kept a lot of animals around him, and you know, his home was a fun place to be and it attracted other children. It wasn't because he wanted to be inappropriate and have all that kid stuff around, it was because he really didn't get to have a childhood like he was supposed to. He was working when he was a kid. He was working when he was a teenager. He was working when he was in his early 20s, his 30s, his 40s. And he wasn't able to walk down the street and go get ice cream and food at a cafe with his friends. The world knew him. So it was never weird to me for me to see this grown man doing childlike things or having childlike excitement and people seeing him as like, why is he so childish? Those years matter. Those years matter. Let children be children. Let your teenagers be teenagers because they will never. You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you could also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you could find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotting.com. Now back to the show. Get those years back. They have their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, and if they're lucky, they have their 70s and 80s to be adults. But they'll never get their childhood back. They'll never get their teen years back. It's very short. Let them have it. My name is Shan. These are just my thoughts. And I know there's other adult parents who are mature who think like me. Like, I understand in this economy, it is very hard and every dollar counts in a household. But I'm never going to put my oldest, Anya, in a position where she can't go out with her friends. She can't go to her friend's house. She has to go get a job and work and give me her paycheck so I could pay bills. I'm not putting her in that position. When I got a job when I was 16, my mom never told me I needed to pay a bill now that I have a job. But what became my responsibility when I was 16 is if I wanted clothes, I was buying those clothes with my money. If I wanted a phone, I was paying for that phone and that phone bill with my money. If I wanted to go to the movies, I was budgeting the cost of the movies, how I was going to get there with my money that I worked for. So did it alleviate a little for her? Yes. But if there was an emergency that I couldn't pay for with my 16-year-old paycheck from Old Navy, that was my first job. Of course she would help me, but she never put her adult responsibilities as a parent on me just because I was at an age where I could work. And I never let my schoolwork suffer because I had a job. In the summer, I was working a full-time shift. And if y'all need me, put me on call and just call me and I'll come walk to this job and work hours. And they most of the time would make sure at night if I got out late that somebody there that was an adult would drop me home. So I always worked. I was never the one that wanted to go hang out at a friend's house all the time. I was never the one that wanted to go to the parties. I would rather make more money than dilly-dally. If I was going to the mall, I was going for a purpose, not to hang out with friends. That was me, has always been me, still me. I am not a party girl, okay? You're not going to find me at the bar. You're not going to find me at the club. You're not going to find me always out and about with friends. It's rare that I have pictures with my best friends because I'm not somebody that need to be up in your face like that. Would I call and check in on you and text you? Yes. But I believe in people having their own experiences. And I think it's very important for your kids to develop their personalities as best as they can, when they can. And that is not with adult responsibilities. Those are my thoughts, and I'm sticking to them. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
I love you.